That's me, Jeff Steger, and you can talk to the butcher about custom cuts. Buying in bulk tastes really good. Jeff at ShadyNook.ca.
And welcome back here. This is David Trin, your host this evening for the Swing and Blues Radio Show. And we're at the top of the hour, 11:03 p.m. on this very chilly Thursday evening, April 5th, 2012. And we've had a really great first hour here, played a lot of songs that you probably danced the Balboa to. And so because we had Dominique Blouin come in from Montreal, Quebec this past Saturday, and she gave an afternoon workshop and a musicality class on Saturday evening, and then John Seiger and the All-Stars played a wonderful, wonderful concert. So I'd like to quickly say thank you to Dominique for coming to Waterloo and sharing her experience and her knowledge for the Lindy Hop and for Balboa. So lots of really cool things happening on the national front. And I did talk about the live swing jazz with the Hammer Hoppers featuring the Jump and Jive Band this Wednesday, April 11th. Another thing that's happening all the way out on the West Coast is Lindy Bout 6. And that happens on April 27th, 2012 in Vancouver, BC. And basically it's full weekends of classes, history lessons, and competitions. And it features a lot of really awesome instructors such as Alain Wong from Montreal and Adina Shaw from Vancouver, Steven Stevenson and Leah Staley, and just more and more and more. So definitely check that out, lindybout.com. And that's definitely a cool event to check out if you want to go to the West Coast. And in Toronto on May 25th, the Frankie Manning Tribute Weekend, May 25th. Friday and Saturday night, Gordon Webster will be playing and special guest Norma Miller will be there. And that's being put on by Toronto Lindy Hop, which I should have had Liz talk about that. But you can find out more information, www.torontolindyhop.com. So really, you can't miss out on the things that happen out there, both locally and nationally across Canada. I have a very special guest this evening. I'd like to call a very cool person over out in Montreal, Quebec there, and I'd like to welcome DDA Jean-Francois from Studio 88. And hello, DDA.
Yes, how are you, David?
Hey, this internet thing is quite awesome.
I think it works.
Yes, it does. DDA, thank you very much for coming on the Swing and Blues radio show here this Thursday evening. And you are the founder and the owner of Studio 88, which is a swing dance school in Montreal.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I think the best way to say it is co-founder and co-owner.
Oh, there are more owners. All right.
Well, yeah, I have the privilege of owning and running that with the illustrious Annie Trudeau of multi-swing fame.
Right. So definitely you have classes that run there and you have dances that run there. You want to tell the listeners a little bit more about what happens in Montreal during the week for swing dance opportunities?
Yeah, I think Montreal is one of those places in the world where if you are a swing dancer, you are a happy person. There's very few scenes, I think, I would think about, like, Korea, like Seoul, Korea is really like top notch. But Montreal isn't far behind in the sense that we have swing dancing socially, like a non-competitive, just go out, have fun, drink with your friends, hang out type of place. On a Sunday, on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Really, the only day where there isn't at least one social dance happening in Montreal is Monday. So it's a pretty good place for that.
Wow. And I understand that in the summertime, everyone gets together for the Montreal Jazz Festival.
Yeah, I mean, more than everyone in the swing scene, more everyone in the world. It's the biggest jazz festival in the world, the Montreal International Jazz Festival. And we had the privilege a couple of years ago of performing in front of 50,000 people with the band from France that does the electro swing called Caravan Palace.
That's right, and yes.
You can check out that video on YouTube. It's got like 40,000 hits on it.
And what are the key words to type to find that video on YouTube?
Studio 88 Swing and Caravan Palace.
All right. Awesome.
And there's two of them. One of them was in Quebec for a big event there, and the other one was the Jazz Festival here in Montreal.
You know, it made me think about this. I remember a long, long time ago, and this could be like 5-6 years ago, seeing an old video clip of the big, you guys did, I don't know if it was your group, but the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy were in town.
Yeah, Place des Arts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was also my group. It was funny. It was one of those things where, you know, swing dancers, one of the things you have to have if you really want to do special stuff is staying power, right? Maryse Lebeau, who's the also co-owner of Swing Connection, which is another studio in Montreal, we used to both work together in the Swinging Air Force and Studio 8 Swing. And we went to pitch a show to some people, and we did an acrobatic, like, right in front of their face in their offices. They loved it. We didn't work with them that year. Oh. We didn't work with them the next year. But the third year, they called us, and they gave us a lot of artistic liberty to put that show together. So the couple of things we did, and I love that you bring this up, it's one of the things I love to do, was that they let us put up these high backlit banners so that we could project the dancers on them. So the dancers were like 12 feet tall.
Right, and it was like silhouettes, right? That's what exactly. I remember, yes.
Yeah, exactly. And then they had sold out the room, right, with like, you know, $300 to $2,000 tickets. But they let us sell 20 buck tickets to swing dancers. And we put them standing room only, or we called it dancing room only, in the orchestra pit.
Wow. That must have been a great experience for not only yourself, but all the dancers in Montreal.
Yeah, it was fun. We loved it.
Now, there's a very special event that you have been running for, what, 11 years now?
Yeah, it's going to be the 11th, this one.
So you want to tell us about this really big event that happens on the east coast of Canada every year during the May 2-4 weekend?
Well, you know, I'm pretty proud of that. I think of everything that I've done in the swing community, it's the one thing that I've done that most represents exactly who I am, right? And so CSC is one of those things where I tell people, yeah, you've been to another event, you've seen this, you've seen that, but it's like the Matrix, you know? Morpheus sits down in front of Neo and he says, no one can be told exactly what CSC is. You have to live it for yourself.
Now, for the listeners out there, CSC stands for what again, DDA?
Canadian Swing Championships.
Right, that's right. So we say CSC because it's less of a mouthful.
Exactly.
Now, you definitely have a lot of people coming to this event, and that happens in Saint-Sauveur, Quebec.
Yeah, actually, it changed. When you came, it was in Saint-Sauveur, but we've changed since then, and we're doing it in Lac Carling for the last 4 or 5 years, I think.
Okay.
And yeah, it's the reason why we changed was that we were able to take over the entire hotel and the entire town. So we have all the lodging in the hotel, around the hotel. And this year we have so many people coming that I've even had a couple of my students that are offering places in their own personal chalets to house people this year.
That's amazing, DJ. And that's the one other thing that I really like to comment about swing dancers around the world, and that is their hospitality and willingness to bring in a stranger into their own spaces like that. So for instance, like exchanges, where you can go to an exchange and stay at a person's house who lives there.
Yeah. Now, and that's worldwide. For those new people out there, you know, I'm not saying that you should trust anyone and everyone, but friends of friends and try to go through the network. But everywhere from like Beijing to Brazil, right? Like people are really open to that and sharing their passion for the music and the dance in that way.
Yes. Yes. CSC. So tell us what happens at CSC.
Okay. Well, I think as much as I could tell you is that the concept behind the event comes from some people that I admired when I was an up-and-coming swing dancer. So there's an event on the West Coast called Camp Hollywood, and that's been running for, I think, 13 years or 14 years or something like that. And it's run by Hilary Alexander. And over there, what I loved about her concept for the event was that it wasn't like, oh, okay, it's all classes now, and then the class is over, okay, it's all contests now, And social dancing, yeah, 2 a.m., let's go, you know. So she had an alternating schedule where you would have opportunities to social dance in the middle of the day. You'd have classes all through the day. And you'd have contests like in the morning and then classes and dancing and then contests in the evening. And so I wanted people not to have to wait all day for their contest or all day for their social dancing opportunities. So that's one of them. The second one is Bill Cameron and all his events like Summer Hummer, North Atlantic Dance Championship. Because Bill Cameron's a West Coast dancer. But as a Lindy Hopper, I always felt welcomed by him. And so the mutual respect between different dancers of different styles was something that was very important to me. And 2 years ago, we had 17 couples in the, 19 couples actually, in the couples division. And we had five different swing styles represented. And every single couple got crowd applause, which to me was a big achievement because it was resembling Bill Cameron's events. And I think the last one that was an inspiration was Monsters of Swing, which is an old event, which you know, doesn't happen anymore, hasn't happened for a long time. But Monsters of Swing was an event where if the dancers wanted to compete in a certain way, then they would ask the organizers and they would run the contest the way the people wanted to compete. And there were after parties. You could go over to their house and there was like free drinks there. And everyone was welcome. It wasn't like you had to be a cool kid to go there. And at CSC, we tried to do that by offering the two party rooms so people can, you know, hang out and get free drinks and party all night long, even if they don't know Todd Yenikone's mother's first name, you know. And so that's something that I really like. And in the last years, you know, we've changed the blues division, the West Coast division, the Charleston division, all in order to highlight the preferences that people want to do. And this year we're having an additional West Coast division and an additional Jive division to highlight the requests from the crowd. So we're really happy to do that.
That's amazing how much variety that you offer the swing dance communities across the world, really. I mean, across Canada and the world, to have the Jive all the way to Charleston to Lindy Hop and the blues. That you've covered the gamut.
Yeah, we tried to do the real swing championships, like
right,
all kinds of swing.
Right. And you found your inspiration from these other leaders, these other community organizers, such as Bill Cameron, when you attended their events.
Yeah, that's right.
That's amazing, DDA. I didn't know that you found your inspiration from them. I thought you just dreamt all of this up yourself.
Yeah, because I'm a genius like that.
Speaking of workshops and all that, who's coming? Which of the international swing dance instructors will be at CSC?
Well, you know, every year I try to have somebody that I really, really, really wanted to have, right? And this year I'm very happy to give Mike and Laura from Austin, Texas, their first opportunity to visit Canada. And actually, I'm doubling this up with our crew from Edmonton. So we're bringing them over for CSC and for a workshop in Edmonton, you know, over 2 weeks. So it's going to be their first time in Canada. And I met Laura when she was starting to dance. And her and Mike have really brought it to some other levels where they've integrated like adagio and traditional numbers like from Gene Kelly into their dancing, into their performances. So I'm really happy to have them this year. And another person that I'm specifically proud of having this year is someone that I've seen grow up at CSC as a dancer, right? She came as a guest, as a participant, and then she came as a guest because I loved her, and now she's coming in as an instructor, and it's Delilah Williams from Denver, Colorado. She's a little blonde woman, and she's just crazy. And now she's teaching a lot of solo at different workshops, and I think people have realized just how great she is, which I'm proud to say I knew 3 years ago.
Wow. I'm very impressed that you've gone out there and you scoped out these these new instructors that are just coming into the circuit and bringing them out and giving them the opportunity to shine at the Canadian Swing Championships.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, there's people like from all over the place, like Marty Klempner's there, and we've got like Annie Trudeau is going to be there also, and we've got some really, really awesome West Coast instructors.
Right.
You know, like our typical Miles and Tessa, you know, who are going to be there, who are our Canadian highlights of West Coast Swing.
Oh, Miles.
You know? Oh, yeah. You got to love Miles, man.
Yes. And the one thing I really like about this is that you're bringing in Canadian instructors too. And that's featuring them is very, very big.
And my favorite old school dance instructor is also going to be there. It's Mr. Dan Amores.
Oh, from Dan. From Toronto. That's definitely. Definitely. What else is going on? One of the things that I find very different about CSC relative to other events that I go to, and that is the after party. Tell us about the after party.
Well, I think years ago, that was really the thing people would talk about. They would talk about, oh my God, you know, the party room. I went there. There were free cigars, and there was a jacuzzi, and people were spraying each other, and there was foam, and it lasted till 10 a.m. But honestly, that is like, it's like so passé now, because I was even amazed at the stuff that was happening last year. It's gone off the deep end. I mean, literally last year we had like zombie attack of the clones, and there were these women from Ottawa, they had put together a routine with zombies, and you'd think they'd put it in a contest like the cabaret or something, but no. No, they didn't. They just kept it for 2 a.m. Sunday night, bombing the hotel. They did it like 4 or 5 times all over the hotel for no other reason than just it was cool.
So they got dressed up, they did their makeup to be like zombies, and they danced and they bombed all the rooms in the hotel.
Yeah, in the hallway, in the West Coast room. I mean, they just did that. And I was like, why didn't you guys do it in cabaret? And they were like, well, we wanted to do it now. You know? And another thing that happened last year, which was crazy, like you talk about the after party, and there actually was a crowd surfing foam party, you know, at 7 a.m. going on in the party room last year. And I walk out from that, right? I walk out, I look through the window to the woods, right? I can see in the woods, and I see a band. Like a cappella, upright bass, people from the rockabilly band, people from Solomon's band, and then random people from the attendees with instruments. And they're playing outside at 7 a.m. in the woods, and people are dancing.
That is an amazing, amazing image that you gave myself and the listeners out there. So it looks like it's going to be a great, great time at the Canadian Swing Championships. That happens May 18th to the 21st, 2012, in Lac Carling. Did I say that right?
Yeah, it's Carling.
Okay.
Carling. And I would say if anyone is really paying attention right now, remember, the rule is do not forget your swimsuit.
Or forget your swimsuit.
Don't forget it.
Okay.
Just don't.
Okay.
That's embarrassing.
That's happening May 18th, 21st. You get to meet swing dancers from all across Canada at this annual event. You get to meet international instructors, both Canadian and American, from Denver, from Texas. Is that right?
Texas, from Chicago. We have people also from New York State. So it's a pretty diverse group.
Right. So we do encourage you to go out there, take a look, listen, you know, check out the website, www.canadianswingchampionships.com. Click on English for the English-speaking people, because I think the French one comes up first, doesn't it?
Yeah, both of them come up. I think it's a browser thing where whichever your browser is, it comes up first. And, you know, we have dorm space left. So when the thing says sold out, it just means like regular rooms are sold out, but people can still get dorm space.
Right, so you can get that off-site.
Yeah.
Wonderful. DJ Jean-Francois, thank you very much for coming on the Swing and Blues radio show, for sharing this love for swing dancing with myself and all the listeners and with all the people across Canada.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dave, man. And, you know, I hear some guy is going to be DJing from your hometown. I think he's pretty good.
Yes, you do have me scheduled to DJ the party room from, I think, 2 o'clock to 10 a.m.
That's right, man, if you can survive it.
I survived it, I think, about 4 years ago when you had me do that on the Saturday night. And I tell you, when that sun starts coming up, and it really gives you a different feeling of, I did this all night. I went from 2 a.m. to 10 a.m. So thanks very much for having me on the DJ roster there and spinning the party tunes till 10 a.m.
No worries, mate.
Right on. DJ, thank you very much. We're going to continue on with the show, but before we do that, do you have a special request that I can play for you?
Yeah, man. You know, we got this nice band coming up this year again. It's their second time in a row. Solomon Douglas is the band leader, and he's putting up two groups to come this year. And so I'd like to hear his version of For Dancers Only, one of my favorite songs.
All right. So you're listening to the Swing and Blues radio show here on CKMS 100.3. Take care, DDA.
You too, Dave.
Hey Waterloo, this is Gordon Webster,
Naomi Uyama,
Cassidy Holden,
and you're listening to CKMS 100.3.
Thanks for the great time, Waterloo.
Keep swinging.
Thank you.
The Hepcat Hoppers provide Waterloo Region with weekly live and DJ jazz dance parties, group swing dance classes, and live swing era performances. Enjoy live swing jazz every Monday night starting at 8:30 p.m. at the Waterloo Community Arts Center, The Button Factory, located at 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo. For more information, please visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms is a family-owned traditional beef farm. We're a local business and we produce local beef. You can talk to the farmer, that's me, Jeff Steger, and you can talk to the butcher about custom cuts. Buying in bulk tastes really good. Jeff at shadynook.ca.
I'm walking on air, for I've left all my blue days behind. I learned how to care, and there's love, really love on my mind. I'm the world's most happy creature, tell me what can worry be. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Mr. Cupid was our teacher, that's the reason we agree. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Parson, get your book out, ready in your hand. Keep a steady lookout, you can understand. We're an A1 combination, the perfect he and she. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me.
Sugar, I never made it my sugar. That sugar baby of mine, special passion, funny. You never asked for my money. All that I give him is honey. That I can spend any time. chocolate candy to me. He's confectionary sugar. I never cheat on my sugar, 'cause I'm too sweet on my sugar. That sugar baby of mine. Sugar baby of mine, he's special, rational, funny. He never asked for my money. All that I give him is honey that he can spend any time. A million cents from his lips if I were a bee, 'cause he's sweeter than chocolate candy to me. He's confectionary sugar. I never cheat on my sugar, 'cause I'm too sweet on my sugar. That sugar baby of mine.
fairest in the land. By me, Biz Duchaine, I will say it again and again. By me, Biz Duchaine, it means your, grand. Bella, that's Italian for wunderbar.
Brothers, this is Reverend Satchmo getting ready to beat out this mellow sermon for you. My text this evening is when the saints go marching in. Here come Brother Hickenbottom down the aisle with his trombone. Blow it, boy.
always be fun where the Johnny used to go. Any night at all, at a dance or ball, they were first out in the hall. Dancing around, they'd be dancing around. Oh, how he'd hold her head on his shoulder. Oh, how he'd teeth, then he would dip with his knees. He trotted to a corner and he'd steal a little sweet while they were dancing around. And the people would stay till the break of the day, where they were dancing
and the people would stay.
And that was the Grand Street Stompers while they were dancing around. And I had the privilege of listening to that band in New Hampshire at Swing Out New Hampshire. They played alongside with Gordon Webster that evening there. So that was the Grand Street Stomper. And that is wickedly fast, fast music. So we're rounding the end of the hour here. And of course, coming to the end of the show, quick thank you to Liz Gruning from Toronto and to Didier Jean-François from Montreal for coming on the show this evening and sharing what's happening in those respective cities across Canada. And just a couple of things on the international side there. I just know that a few of the international swing dance instructors are over in Korea this evening, and they're getting ready for Camp Swing It, also known as CSI. And that's happening this weekend, April 6th to the 8th, 2012. So if you're interested, take a look at www.campswingit.com. In Chicago on May 11th to the 13th, 2012, the American Lindy Hop Championships. Basically a weekend of dancing, workshops, and competition. Definitely jump on the YouTube and type in ALHC, and you will see amazing performances out there. www.artspectrum.org/ALHC.htm is where you will find more information about the American Lindy Hop Championships. And on June 7th to the 10th, 2012, the All Balboa Weekend is happening in Cleveland, Ohio. So definitely check that out at www.allbalboa.com. And I do know that there's a carpool running, leaving Waterloo on Thursday and returning Sunday to that event. So definitely take a look at that. We've had quite a wonderful show this evening, and we've had really wonderful instructors in town, Dominique Blouin, and even our musician friends, such as Matt Weidinger, who played this week. He totally took care of all of us. And John Seiger in the All-Star. And I definitely want to leave this with everyone. Matt Weidinger is an amazing musician, and he has a new CD called that's just come out, and he handed it to me. It's called Lumberjunk, and I definitely would like to share this with you. This song is called Till the Morning Comes, and it features Matt Weidinger.
Lay back and think of things.
That was Matt Weidinger, CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. He played the Blacklight Blues this past Monday here in at the Waterloo Community Arts Center, and he was just awesome. So thank you to everyone who came out that evening. So we're at the end of the show. Today is Thursday, April 5th, 2012, and this is episode number 40. I've been your host, David Trin, this evening, just before the long weekend, Easter weekend, here in Kitchener-Waterloo. And I just want to say thank you to all the community members and all the volunteers who have worked so hard over the last couple months and just making this community come alive with the live music, with the dance lessons, and with just being awesome and just really welcoming people who are new to town and also who have been around in town and making things just peachy. John Steiger was here with Jordan Clapman on Saturday night, and I want to leave the show with one of his version of What a Wonderful World. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for tuning in to the Swing and Blues radio show this evening. My name is David Trin, and I will leave you with What a Wonderful World by John Steiger and his All-Stars. DJ Carmelo coming up next.
See trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, so what a wonderful world, yeah. Skies of blue and clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, yes, what a wonderful world. Colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, is also on the faces of the people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. Hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Myself, what a wonderful world.